word to breathe, just one word, it all comes flooding back.
Cancel the order?
No. We still need it. But it's hard knowing how much it would have meant to Ellen. She loved sewing for Missy.
Hard to believe it's been almost 2 years, Clark. For Ben, it's been about 20, hasn't it?
Just about. Still, when Sybil's birthday comes around, the pain is still there. Just not as sharp. Same with Ma, but we help each other through it.
How do you get over your first love? I mean, I don't think I want to get over it. Ellen was my once-in-a-lifetime, you know? It just seems so unfair, especially to Missy. She's just a little girl.
I don't know, Clark. But what I do know is that tragic things happen to good people. My father was one of the wisest men I ever knew. After he got a land grant for his service in the war, he thought life would be better. But then he faced famine, injustice, loss, and betrayal from people he thought were his friends. But yet his faith grew stronger. It kind of reminds me of Job in the Bible. Did he deserve to lose his health, his fortune, and his kids all in one day? Or Joseph? Did he deserve to be the object of so much envy that his brother sold him into slavery? And I bet when David was hiding out in the caves because the king was trying to kill him, he wondered where God was. We may not ever understand why these things happen, at least not in this lifetime. But I do know that the good Lord understands our grief and wants to hear from us about it.
King David called it lament, and it seems God gives us a right to it. Even Job had some pretty tough talks with God, and those Psalms are full of some pretty serious laments.
But you know, I've noticed some things about those laments.
What's that?
In the end, they always decide to trust God in spite of their pain. When my wife died so sudden, trust me, I had it out with God a many a time.
I'll miss her so much.
Just remember, she gave you a little girl who loves you more than life itself. Missy has her whole life ahead of her, so try to heal your heart in a way that it doesn't heal shut.
Prayers whispered are still prayers heard.
I don't even have words to pray.
You don't need words. He's as close as your next breath. There were times when I didn't even know what to say, and I just took a deep breath, and he was there. He knew what my heart couldn't even say.
So I'm breathing, are you here? Can't believe it's been another year since I held her and she was mine. We had sworn to be together till the end of time. How can I pray when I'm trying hard to breathe? Does heaven hear when I struggle to believe? She is gone, but she's here in my dreams, in my tears. Though I can't hold her hand in my soul, I can never let go. Then I see the little life she left me, and I know our love will never end. I'll find a way to begin again. With her memory strong and deep, embrace the scar my heart will keep.